This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, who is also the author of a piece in Wednesday's edition of The Washington Times, shedding some light on a plan by the Obama administration to bring another 10 million acres of land in this country under federal control. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. And the bad part about the federal control is it begins to eliminate jobs in forestry and mining and energy. This is a terrible thing in a situation where we've got so much unemployment and we've got so much of a need for our own energy. It doesn't make sense. And so I'm glad this thing was leaked by a whistleblower within the Interior Department. And we're just trying to get Americans stirred up enough about it, particularly in the states that are involved, that maybe they won't do this.
Senator, do we know, for example, what type of energy potential is underneath this 10 million acres?
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's already producing. I don't know. I can't tell you the cubic feet of natural gas or oil or things right off the cuff here, but they're producing natural gas and oil as well as mining a lot of important business ventures and jobs tied into this. So that's taking a lot of things offline. And what this does a lot that hurts local communities is the tax revenue that comes from these businesses dries up almost immediately. So it costs a lot of jobs. It raises taxes for people in these communities that are affected. And it doesn't make any sense because this is being done now with the wildlife all around it. And they're saying, well, the wildlife would probably be better off if they weren't there. I imagine wildlife would be a lot better off if there weren't any people at all, but that's not the point.
Senator, you point out that 158,000-acre tract in New Mexico is being protected or is about to be protected in order so that the lesser prairie chicken and the sand dune lizard will be better protected, but they're not even really endangered or in any trouble at this point.
No, they're not on any endangered list, and as far as we know, there's no problem. But this has been on the wish list of a lot of the radical environmentalists for years, and it seems to be working its way through the Interior. And the problem we have is that the administration, just through a stroke of the pen, can do this without going through Congress. And they've been doing a lot of executive action, bypassing Congress on a number of things, such as taking over General Motors and you know what they're doing now with Fannie Mae and AIG. And we've got a real problem in the executive branch, and so we're just trying to blow the whistle in time to get people engaged so that maybe Obama cannot do this in the dark.
14 different pieces of land here, and you proposed an amendment to another piece of legislation blocking the president from having that unilateral ability. The vote did not go your way, so the blockage was denied. Talk us through that debate a little bit, if there was a significant one on the floor. What were the arguments against your efforts to have some congressional oversight on this?
Well, they really didn't argue at all against it. They had just gotten all the Democrats, and I was really surprised that some like Harry Reid in Nevada that will be affected by this, that he was willing to vote against it. And, you know, you've got Democrats in Colorado and other states where there's I think going to be a big backlash of the people if they know about it, and they need to know that their senators voted against stopping the Obama administration here. But I didn't expect the senators to actually stop it, but what I do expect is that Americans living in these states, once they find out about it, will start calling and emailing their senators and congressmen and saying this does not make sense.
What do senators say from states that would be affected by this? We talked about New Mexico. They have two Democratic senators. Do they see this as some sort of benefit for the state that they can rationalize, or do they just not want to ruffle feathers here?
Well, they're trying to say it was just brainstorming. They're really not planning to do this, but we know enough about how this place works that memos don't start traveling around unless they have pretty serious plans to do it. Some of them said they didn't vote for it because it would have meant that the bill that we would have attached it to, which was starting a new government agency to promote tourism — we don't need to be starting new agencies anyway — if they added an amendment to it, it would have had to go back to the House for another vote. So it was kind of, oh, well, maybe you're right, but this isn't the right time. But you'll find there won't be the right time, and you won't see Senator Reid bringing a bill to the floor to stop this. So we may have to do the same amendment again just to keep shining a spotlight on it, because the power grab by the White House has gotten out of control, and the land grab is a part of it.
Why is it that the White House has basically unilateral authority on this unless Congress learns about it the way it did through a leaked memo?
Well, the Antiquities Act that the President Carter used it, it's just an old act that's in place that allows the executive branch to protect areas as national monuments. It was never intended to take 10 million acres from multiple states, but it's been used that way. President Carter used it that way to grab a lot of land, and the fact that it was not contested meant that it became a precedent. So the president can use this Antiquities Act and say that we're doing it for a national monument, but we're not looking at monuments here. We're looking at jobs and a lot of we're cutting off energy and, again, the mining, forestry. It just doesn't make any sense.
Senator, we've had your colleague Senator Vitter on from Louisiana, and as you know, he's a sponsor of the No-Cost Stimulus Act, which is basically focused on energy exploration at no cost to the taxpayers.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the type of economic benefit. You mentioned the loss of jobs and potential tax revenue by doing this. What would be the positive benefit of opening this up for development?
Well, we just by opening our own energy would create, and private developers will fund that. We don't have to put taxpayer dollars in it, but a lot of states could share in the royalties, as could the federal government, which could help us deal with the deficit we have here. And so without putting any more taxpayer money at risk, all we need to do is open up our deep sea exploration as well as land. We're talking in a lot of cases about natural gas, which is non-polluting. And we know we can open up oil reserves safely, so it just doesn't make any sense to keep exporting $500 billion or more dollars a year in order to bring in Middle East oil when we could produce more and more of our own energy here at home and not be so beholden to countries that are not necessarily our friends.
Last question, Senator, before we let you run. This is obviously a 10 million acre possibility that the government would add. You point out in your piece that the government owns 650 million acres already, or about 29% of the nation's total land. What's the long-term economic impact, particularly if that trend continues?
Well, if you add in state national parks, I mean, the government as a whole owns over a third of the landmass in our country. And if they start using that ownership to eliminate productive development, energy, job creation, really penalizing local communities who cannot create a tax base if they're in or around federal land, the implications to our country are very negative. On the other hand, if we start looking at this as an asset for our country in ways that it can be developed in a way that's consistent with protecting the environment, this could be a way for us to deal with the huge debt that we have long term. It makes no sense for the government to tie up a third of our landmass and make it unproductive.
Senator, a fascinating debate, and we thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.